This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Native Americans living on a remote Montana reservation have filed a lawsuit against state and county officials saying they don't have enough places to vote in person. It's the latest chapter in a decades-long struggle by tribes in the United States for equal voting opportunities. Native Americans were granted U.S. citizenship a century ago. Advocates say the right still doesn't always bring equal access to the ballot. Many tribal members in rural western states live in far-flung communities with limited resources and transportation that can make it hard to reach election offices, which in some cases are located off-reservation. Six members of the Fort Peck Reservation want satellite voting sites in their communities for late registration and to vote before Election Day without making long drives to a county courthouse. The legal challenge, filed in state court, comes 5 weeks before the presidential election in a state with a pivotal U.S. Senate race in which the Republican candidate has made derogatory comments about Native Americans. The plaintiffs in the Montana lawsuit live in two small communities near the Canadian border on the Fort Peck Reservation, home to the Assiniboine and Sioux tribes. Plaintiff's attorney Cher Old Elk grew up in one of those communities, Fraser, Montana. It's a 60-mile round trip from Fraser to the election office at the courthouse in Glasgow. Old Elk says that can disenfranchise voters who may not have the means to get to the courthouse to vote. The lawsuit asks a state judge for an order for Valley and Roosevelt counties and for Republican Secretary of State Christy Jacobson to create satellite election offices in Fraser and Poplar, Montana, and for those offices to be open the same hours and on the same days as elections offices in county courthouses. The plaintiffs requested satellite election offices from the counties earlier this year. Roosevelt County officials outright refused. Valley County said they'd open a satellite voting office for just one day. A 2012 federal lawsuit in Montana sought to establish satellite election offices on the Crow, Northern Cheyenne, and Fort Belknap reservations. In 2014, tribal members in the case reached a settlement with officials in several counties. Monday's lawsuit said inequities continue on the Fort Peck Reservation and that tribal members have never fully achieved equal voting since Montana was first organized as a territory in 1864 and Native Americans were excluded from its elections. Native voters in subsequent years continued to face barriers to registering and were sometimes stricken from voter rolls. A wildfire burning in forest between Butte and Helena, the Sheep Creek Fire, could impact travel on Interstate 15. The Beaverhead Deer Lodge National Forest says the fire is burning southwest of Bernice, Montana. The wildfire was ignited by lightning and is burning in heavy dead and downed trees and in an area with a large amount of standing dead trees or snags. It has so far burned 315 acres, and the fire has moved to the northeast into the Wilder Gulch area toward Interstate 15. Officials say that thick smoke could settle into the I-15 corridor from north of Elk Park to Boulder, impacting travel. The large column of smoke combined with 30-mile-an-hour gusty winds on Tuesday and critical fire weather conditions also expected Friday, with west to southwest winds of 20 to 30 miles an hour and gusts of 50 to 60 miles an hour. Officials warn that those fire conditions could exacerbate the fire and make travel on I-15 difficult. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.